Test, test, test. Test, test, test. Hello there. This is Bruce, Professor Bruce Tambling from San Jose, California, talking about our music technology classes. And this is the Virtual Assistants Interview Application Project 1. This first project is to help us get to know each other and see if we're a good fit to work together. It'd probably take about 2 to 3 hours. It's hard to say exactly to complete. Definitely I'll pay you for this time. So we want you to pay really close attention to the file naming conventions because that's super important. No white space in the file names, and pay attention to the uppercase letters versus the lowercase letters. One of our mantras is content is king, but quality matters. So the most important thing is the content, but we want to have the quality, the audio, the video, the written text, the highest quality possible. So can you please give me an estimate on how many hours you think this might take and what you want to get paid by the hour for doing this job? Personally, I think this stuff is really fun, it's creative, and I hope you have fun doing it too. So here's an overview. You're going to create a collection of files, audio, video, text, PDF, and work on a Google spreadsheet. You're going to put all those files in a folder, and then you're going to upload them to Dropbox. So the first thing I want you to do is to run speed test and take a screenshot of the results so I can get an idea of what your internet speed is. Make sure that when you name the files, it's going to be like year, month, day, your name, and then some custom text keywords that explain what the file is all about. So in this particular case, today is the 19th of December, so it'd be 2021-12-19-Bruce-Tambling, that's my name, -speedtest. Either a PNG or a JPEG screenshot's fine. Use hyphens, don't have any white space in the file names. Pay attention to how we use uppercase letters versus lowercase letters. Then I want you to record a little audio intro. Just record your voice so that I can learn how to pronounce your name. Say something like, "Hi, my name is Bruce Tambling." Then say your name really slowly, "Bruce Tambling. You can call me Bruce. I live in San Jose, California. A little about me. Let's see. I started out playing drums, came from a musical family. I've always been into teaching. I also like to do yoga and qigong and hike in the park. Still loving my job. I'm an artist. I have a recording studio. And this is really, really fun stuff." If you can, edit this audio file a little bit so there's no wasted dead space time at the beginning and no dead space at the end. Hopefully you can record something that sounds clean, that's not distorted or too noisy. Again, make sure that you name it right. You're going to save this as an MP3. If you record this into your phone and it defaults to an M4A or an MP4 or some other file type, make sure that you convert it to an MP3 audio file. And you're going to use the same file naming convention, the year, the month, the dates. For example, 2021-12-19-Bruce-Tambling-Audio-Intro.mp3. You always want to quality check your work, so make sure you play it back. Don't just assume that it recorded fine into your phone. You're going to send it to me. Always listen to it. Always do quality control. Then I want you to do some photos. Create and organize some photos of you and your environment. I'd like to get a headshot, government ID card, some photos of your home office. Show me your desk. Show me your workstation. What kind of computer screens do you have? Take a shot outside of your home so I can see where you live. Maybe have a photo of your family or your classmates in school or doing something that you love. You could be like walking in the park, riding your bike, playing video games, going shopping, up in the mountains by the beach, in your backyard, hanging out in the living room, in the kitchen. Give me an idea of who you are. So save all those photos as JPEG files, not PNG or any other file type. You're going to name all the JPEG files, year, month, date, your name, sequence number, and then a keyword or a brief custom text description of what it is. So the sequence numbers are going to be like -01, -02, -03. So then all those files will sort in the folder. And the description just tells us what it is, so it's self-evident, and we don't have to open up the file to look at it. So your photo collection will look something like 2021-12-19-Bruce-Tambling-01-intro, and then blah, 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 -02, ID-card, blah, 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 -03, -home-office, /JPEG, JPG. Okay, now the video intro, don't worry about this. I don't expect you to be a video producer, but a picture is worth 1,000 words, and there are 30 pictures per second with video. There's 30 frames per second. And I just think being able to communicate with a video, I should be using a video right now, but audio is a little easier than video. But what I want you to do is make a really quick video. Just hook up your phone, or if you have a video camera, that's cool too. Tell us a little bit about what are your specialty skills and your experience, and tell us a little bit about your background, and tell us, why do you want this job? Why do you want to work to help create college-level music technology courses? And tell us why you feel you're a good fit for this job. And if you're a video editor, you can add some of your photos in as B-roll, make it interesting. You might put a title graphic and some lower thirds if possible. You could add some music if possible. It's not required, but it's really cool. And if you are a video editor, if you're a media content creator, it'll be super fast just to do that. So you might as well do it. That'd be really cool. And of course, you're going to name this file year, month, date, your name, -audio-intro. So it'll be like 2021-12-19-bruce-tambling-video-intro.mp4. Make sure it's an MP4. Save this MP4 because you're going to submit this MP4 video file in your folder to Dropbox. But I also want you to upload this to your YouTube channel. And if you don't have a YouTube channel, they're free. They're super easy to create. I want you to upload this video to YouTube and set the video for unlisted. That will protect your privacy. And you can delete it after this interview if you want to. And then you're going to share that YouTube page URL in your text document. That brings us to the next little step. You're going to make a little text document file. And I want this to be plain text. Text is one of the ways that our team communicates to each other. So this step of the project is an opportunity for you to communicate to me and the team and to tell us who you are. What are your dreams and aspirations? What inspires you? What excites you? What are you passionate about? Create a plain text file. The file extension should be .ttx, not a rich text format. Write a brief introduction of who you are, a little about your life, your dreams, your goals, your plans, what's important to you, what are you best at. Include a little bit about your education, your work experience, and then please answer these questions. On a scale of 1 to 10, how fun has this project been for you? 1 means you hate it, 10 means you loved it. Include the full URL to your YouTube video intro in this text document, and you're also going to include the full URL to your Google Sheet equipment list, which we'll talk about in a second. Format the text so it looks nice. It doesn't have to be a masterpiece. It's just plain, simple text after all. But make sure that you check for grammar, spelling, punctuation, typos. In this text document, I want you to confirm what your expected salary is for this job as a virtual assistant working to help out with online music technology classes. And then you're going to name this text file, year, month, date, your name, intro, -bio, so 2021-12-19-bruce-tambling-intro-bio.txt. That's the file extension. Resume PDF. You probably already have a PDF file of your latest resume, but if you don't, whip one up and name the PDF file with our usual year, month, date, your name-resume. And that's going to be one of the files that you upload in your final folder to deliver in Dropbox. So Google Sheet equipment list. I want you to create a Google Sheet that documents the tools that you have, the hardware and software that you have, that you use to do this kind of work. The more detailed, the better. This is an opportunity for you to show us your spreadsheet skills. Make it look beautiful and include the exact technical details, the manufacturer, the model number, version numbers, cost, etc. When you create this Google Doc, edit the share settings to either anyone with the link can view, or you can share directly with me using tambling@brucetambling.com as my email address. So you're going to make a list of every piece of equipment, hardware, and software as a separate line item in Google. You're going to create separate columns to indicate a few details, like column A will be manufacturer, column B will be product name, column C can be the model or version number, column D is the date acquired, the date you got it. Column C is going to be the value or the replacement cost in pesos, and column F will be the value or replacement cost in US dollars. Create and format some nice little headers for the different sections of the Google Sheet. There'll be the top header of the different columns, manufacturer, product name, etc. Have a line that's called equipment, and then a subheader, hardware, software. Then I want you to create a wish list. Using very simple formulas, I'd like some cells that display the subtotal cost of the hardware, subtotal cost of the software, and then a grand total cost of all your equipment, and that'll be the grand total of what it's worth if you had to buy it today, or if you lost it, what would it cost to replace it, and also a grand total cost of the wish list. Some of the details that I want you to list in your hardware is, what kind of modem do you have? What kind of router do you have? Is your computer connected to Ethernet cable, or is your computer only connected to Wi-Fi? That's super important. Computer specifications. Be as detailed as possible, like what model is it? How much RAM do you have? What kind of processors do you have? What type of internal drive do you have? What's the capacity? Is it an SSD? Is it a 5400 RPM regular hard drive? Is it 1 terabyte? Is it 256? The more you can document, the better. And also on your list, I want you to document your peripheral devices, like what kind of webcam do you have? Maybe it's built into your computer. Maybe you have an external webcam. Do you use a trackball or a trackpad? Computer monitor screens. Include your resolution. Is it 1080p? Is it 2K? Is it 4K? What size is it? Is it 27 inches? Is it 13 inches? Do you have two screens? That's even better. Do you have speakers? What kind of speakers? Do you have any external drives? Maybe you have some drives for backing up your data, printers, scanners, anything. Other hardware might include cameras, DSLR, mirrorless, maybe you have a video camera. What kind of phone are you on? iPhone, Android? What model number? Maybe you should have gaming devices. Anything like that is really cool. Then as far as software, list the software installed on your computer that you know how to use. For example, Microsoft Office in Word. Include the version. What kind of version do you have? If you have PowerPoint, Adobe Photoshop, Adobe Premiere Pro, make sure you include the version of that. Maybe use Camtasia, FTP client. If you don't have an FTP client and you don't know what an FTP client is, do some research. You should have one. They're free. FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol, and it's a very popular, very useful way of uploading files. You probably have it, or you probably heard about it. The last thing I want you to do in this spreadsheet, I want you to make a wish list. So dreaming in color, if money was no object, you won the lottery, or Santa Claus came to town and said, Merry Christmas, what equipment would you buy? What's on your wish list? At the bottom of this Google Sheet, I want you to organize like the most important, highest priorities at the top of your wish list in columns. Include a few words like why you want it, why you need it, how would you use it, and then include a little cell formula that displays the total cost of all the wish items in pesos and US dollars. All right, whew, that sounds like a lot. It doesn't have to be a masterpiece. This is really just playing ball with me, create a few files, and we can get to know who you are, and then we can start working together. So you're going to upload all this stuff into Dropbox. There's a little link there that says Virtual Assistant's Dropbox Upload. Just click that. Well, first of all, make sure that you put all your files in one folder, and then double check that the files are all named correctly, and everything's sorting, and it all looks beautiful, and there's no misspellings, and there's no mistakes with the numbers, and that's all good. And then name the folder, year, month, date, your name, intro. You don't have to compress this into a zip file. You can just upload the entire folder as is. That's it. After that, we can talk on Zoom, get to know each other, and then I'll bring you in to edit in the wiki, and you can work on your profile page, and we can get down to business. All right. Thanks for listening. I look forward to meeting you.